Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Scorps, no one like you. 96.3 KKLZ, rocking the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 6.04, it is Friday morning. Your first chance to win a family four-pack down to Disneyland will be at about 8:40, a little bit later on this morning. Qualify for the grand prize. Make sure you're listening for that. But yes, it is Friday. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, listen, I had other things to talk about this morning. The fact that Mega Millions, over $422 million now, by the way.
I was going to ask you about that. Yes. Tonight is the drawing.
It is the drawing tonight, so get your tickets if you're going to, you know, if you're going to take a shot. Can't win unless you play, right?
That's what Jody keeps saying.
So, yeah, do it, people. I hate waiting till now, though, to drive out there.
Do you?
You know, when it's all busy out there.
Oh, I see.
You know, I mean, because I wouldn't mind winning just $100 million, maybe,
splitting,
I don't know, $50 million.
Like
I don't
that,
care.
Yeah.
I'd be good. But let's talk about the fact that the country station is impinging on my work. Anyhow, I was on Facebook Live and a lot of people very surprised. I guess that, you know what? Here, we play amazing music here on KKLZ. I don't like country music, period. Across the board, I just don't like it. Don't be so surprised, people.
And there's other people in the building at about this time of the morning.
Yes, of course.
Studio time is limited.
Yes, it is.
But you have a routine, and sometimes other people break into that routine. And like other people, when you have a routine, sometimes, well, it's you have a routine.
Yes,
and if somebody breaks it up, it breaks up your whole day.
It does, Mike. All right, to mention the fact that the Oreos were clinging to life when I hit the button, and they didn't come all the way down, so I had to shake the vending machine.
Oh, it's going
to
be that kind of morning.
It sure is.
Partly cloudy, slight chance of a thunderstorm today. High 107, but they say over the weekend, plenty of sunshine. High 108 on Saturday, 109 on Sunday, 81 now. And Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here.
You won't believe who is helping Heather Locklear off in the treatment facility.
All right, we'll find out about that. So, other stories after Andy Gibb, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Darth Vader topped an entertainment industry survey of Hollywood's favorite villains. Hannibal Lecter is second. He'd probably be my favorite villain. I like Hannibal Lecter. Followed by the Wicked Witch of the West, the Joker, and Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Just at number six, though, was Miranda from The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh.
Which that character that Meryl Streep played was great. For his 100th show at Madison Square Garden Wednesday night, Billy Joel brought Bruce Springsteen out. They did a couple of Bruce's songs, 10th Avenue songs, 10th Avenue Freeze Out and Born to Run. They did that, and they sounded really good together, by the way.
I can imagine. The crowd went nuts.
Oh, absolutely. I wish Billy Joel would come back here, but he seems to be, you know, he's a New York boy. He works at home. And, I mean, you know, he's got kind of a residency there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does, like, once or twice a month at Madison Square Garden. So,
whatever.
I mean, that's, you know, not like that's a, you know, cheapy venue. So, not like he's working, you know, some little garage bar, you know, little crap bar. The Inquisitor. It's a newspaper. They claim that Heather Locklear's ex, Richie Sambora, has hired a group of specialists and doctors to care for her while she's in a private treatment facility. I hope this is true.
Yeah.
I really hope this is true. This treatment is scheduled to last through September as of now. She has had a rough go.
Hope she gets better.
I do, too. I really do. And Adrian Cronauer, you may remember him. Well, maybe the way Robin Williams played him. He was the Air Force DJ from Good Morning Vietnam. That's the one that Robin Williams played. He has died at the age of 79 years old. No cause of death other than they're saying age-related illness.
So, at only 79.
You know, yeah, I know.
Only 79, now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That doesn't seem old to
No,
me.
It doesn't, Mike.
To me, it doesn't.
He kind of was a little different. He set a new standard, you know, with Armed Forces Radio. So,
well, enough to have a movie made about him.
Absolutely.
And have Robin Williams star as him.
Yeah,
so
we'll play Adrian Cronauer, the real one, here in a little bit. And just so you can hear what he really sounded like. For now, that's my painfully deep take.
Carla, you had mentioned the passing of Adrian Cronauer.
Yes.
He was the American DJ in Vietnam that his life was, the movie Robin Williams did, it was based on Adrian's life in the service.
Yes.
In that short period of time.
Right.
Where he was on the air. Now, here's Robin Williams from the movie Good Morning Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
All right, so that's Robin Williams. Now, let me play you the real Adrian Cronauer.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
It's just smidgen past 6:05, and here we go with another day's version of the Don Butler Show from Armed Forces Radio. I'm Airman Adrian Cronauer, and for the next 4 hours, we've got the best in popular music for you here, so let's get started right now with music.
And he was one of the few that just went across or against the grain and played real rock and roll on radio.
Yes, yeah. He said he didn't do a lot of the things that Robin Williams did that really got him in trouble in that movie. He said,
right.
If I did, I would have spent most of my life in Leavenworth.
In the brig.
Yes, exactly. So, and he always said that Robin Williams, you know, made him look better than he thought he was. But he was, I guess, you know, quite the guy.
And he was an icon in Vietnam.
Yeah, he was. Provided a lot of entertainment, a lot of comfort for the guys that were over there.
Passing away at the age of 79. All right. We have those tickets for the Backstreet Boys and dinner for two at Fleming's. Going to tell you how to win that package here in a little over 10 minutes from now. Got these tickets for Backstreet Boys. Plus dinner on us over at Fleming's.
Yes.
This is during their residency over at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. Here's one for you, Carla. I'm sure you haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, this is a sad song. I think I had just gone through a breakup with the artist guy that I was seeing because he was so boring. That's when I thought I would take my life in a little different direction, Mike.
Is that when?
Yeah, that was truly when. Wow. Huh. Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Well, working out well for me, actually. Very well, yes.
So we blame
it
him.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on the fence and, you know, not so much on the fence. Not teetering so much.
And this was the song that was playing.
Yeah, I just remember this song from that year.
Mm-hmm. What's this called?
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
Aw. Tough time in
Whatever.
Your life.
Whatever. Well, you know, change that real quick.
All right. Here you go. We're going to start
with this.
Get through news, traffic, and weather, and then we'll look for caller number 9. The phone lines are on hold right now, but after we get through news, traffic, and weather, we'll look with it and start with caller number 9. What are you going to do, Carla? Name the year.
Yes. Guess the year.
That's it.
Yep.
702-739-9636. Good luck. Christina, you have a chance to win tickets for the Backstreet Boys and dinner for two at Fleming's. It's a round of Guess the Year. Here we go.
Mrs. Doubtfire was one of the biggest movies this year. The cost of a gallon of gas was $1.16. And Oprah's interview with Michael Jackson from this year, still the most watched interview ever. Was it 1993?
Uh-huh.
1994?
Whatever.
Or 1995?
Okay.
1993.
Yeah.
You got it, honey. 1993. That was the year Mrs. Doubtfire was huge. $1.16 for gas. It started creeping up a little bit,
uh-huh.
Mike. And, of course, Oprah's interview with Michael Jackson was huge then. Still remains one of the most watched. It remains the most watched interview ever on TV.
Of all time.
Yep.
Christine,
yeah.
You got the tickets. You're going to see the Backstreet Boys.
Amazing. Thank you.
I hope you know some of their songs.
Maybe one.
Okay.
Maybe one.
Maybe two.
Three, four, or five. Christina, we're also going to throw in a $100 gift card so you can have dinner for two over at Fleming's. Two locations, West Charleston or Town Square. It's all from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet and a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17, 96.3, KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Your first chance to win a family four-pack down to Disneyland. Down to Disneyland happening at 8:40 this morning. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Looking forward to that. A little bit later on this hour. Of course, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. He coming in this morning?
You know what? I'm waiting to hear from him. He's at Comic-Con. down in L.A., or I'm sorry, in San Diego, the real Comic-Con, the big one.
Right.
So I'm waiting to see if we're going to hear from him or not. I know he went down there, I think, as of Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I just sent him a note, so we're going to see if I hear from him, because I know there's some late-night stuff. So
and I was
we'll
thinking, I said, I bet you, because it's all over Facebook.
Yeah.
And how many people are going. And
I
some
know.
Of them, Bryan Cranston.
Oh, this is huge. The Comic-Con in San Diego is huge.
And some big stars heading down to San Diego.
Yeah, it's absolutely, because they debut a lot of the new shows. They're,
right.
they're there to kind of promote them and all that. So this is the big one.
All right. Talking about the big one, 422 million plus mega millions.
Yeah.
We're talking bucks.
Yeah, people get to get over to state line.
Mom and dad, do you have kids? What would they do with the money?
Let's see what kids would do. It's always more fun. Adults, it's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah,
is it
buy a house, make a new car, I'm going to quit work. You know what? Take this job and shove it.
This morning, we want to talk to your kids.
Yes.
What would they do with the money? 702-739-9636. It's The Clash, Rock the Casbah. They say partly cloudy today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. High 107, but it's going to be a nice weekend. Saturday and Sunday, plenty of sunshine. High 108, 109 on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then it's only about 82 outside this morning.
Okay.
$422 million in the Mega Millions that they draw the winner tonight. They give out the numbers tonight. Hopefully you got your tickets. And pretty much like you said, Carla, Mom and Dad, they have a pretty good idea, I think, most of the time.
Sure.
What they're
going to
do with the money, some of the money.
Leanne actually wrote in and said, it's very funny, I just asked my son Tyler what he would do if he won $422 million. I don't think he has a concept of what that amount of money is.
How much it is.
Yes, but he said, by the way, he's 7 years old, he said he would buy lots of candy and puppies. So, see?
Best trick-or-treat Halloween day ever.
Candy and puppies.
Yeah.
How could you go wrong there?
$422 million worth.
Well, oh, geez. Wow. I know. I don't know if he quite knows how much that is, but okay.
That's the other aspect of the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think kids can even comprehend how much money that is.
Okay.
So when they say I would buy a lot of candy and puppies.
Puppies.
And then with the other $422 million dollars. Some change.
Uh-huh.
All right, Mom or Dad.
Go on.
If you have that 4, 5, 6-year-old around the house this morning, text or call in 702-739-9636. Mom and Dad, we're looking to talk to your kids this morning about what they would do if they won the Mega Millions, $422 million. And it normally breaks down to a lot of candy and pets.
Yeah, I know, animals. Leanne actually wrote in and said, it's very funny, I just asked my son Tyler what he would do if he won $422 million. I don't think he has a concept of what that amount of money is.
How much it is.
Yes, but he said, by the way, he's 7 years old, he said he would buy lots of candy and puppies. So, see?
Best trick-or-treat Halloween day ever.
Candy and puppies.
Yeah.
How could you go wrong there?
$422 million worth.
Well, oh, geez. Wow. I know. I don't know if he quite knows how much that is, but okay.
That's the other aspect of the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think kids can even comprehend how much money that is.
Okay.
So when they say I would buy a lot of candy and puppies.
Puppies.
Brianna's on the phone. Brianna, what would you do with the money?
I'm going to buy orangutan.
Oh, really?
And a little kid's car.
Uh-huh.
A new house for my mommy.
Good.
Okay.
And more toys.
What about your brothers or sisters? Would they get any money?
I would not give it to my brother.
No?
Because when we were 4 years old, he used to bite me.
Oh.
And I will give my money to mom so she could buy a house.
Yeah, well, guess what's coming back to bite him in the butt? You're not getting any of my money.
Oh, gosh. I wonder, what is she? Probably six? That was, you know, her whole life, Mike, pretty much.
Very cute. All right, now we have Caden on the phone. Caden, what would you do with the money?
Well, I would buy a hot air balloon.
Really?
I'd probably buy a lot of animals. Like, I'd buy an otter tank.
What?
And a bunch of otters.
What?
I'd give money to my dad and to my mom.
Okay.
I'd give it to my family, and I wouldn't probably give it to, like, my sister.
You guys
just go out and spend it on, like,
makeup and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
Gross stuff.
Yeah, but you'd buy an otter tank for the otters that you're going to buy, and that's that's very sweet, but no makeup for her sister.
No, because she's blowing on makeup and
stuff. Yeah, you don't need that.
Looks like the brothers and sisters are out.
I know.
SOL.
I know siblings. Yeah, no. Uh-uh. No, no.
See, all that crap you did to your little brother or sister will come back and haunt you.
By otters.
My otter tank. That is great. Was watching Jeopardy. I watch Jeopardy every once in a while.
Yeah.
And Jody just laughs because I try and play along.
Sure.
And I answer and try and play the game. And when I throw out my answer, it's always wrong.
Yeah.
But I think it's more to do with the confidence that I throw it out. Like I know the answer.
Right.
As long as you was in first.
She goes, you're not even close.
Like you did with our intern last week. Yeah.
You were very confident with those answers that were not in.
I was.
Right.
And that's how I play the game. So yesterday, watching it, when she got home, they were doing rock and roll songs.
Okay.
And Alex Trebek would give you the first line of the song.
Yeah.
And you would have to name the song.
Did you get them all?
None of them.
Huh.
I was close with the artist. And she goes, you're in radio, for God's sake. You don't know anything. I said, honey, what have I always told you?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
No.
I said, I'll prove it. I'll you know what? I'll take these questions in tomorrow and give them to Carla and John, and we'll play around and we'll see how good they are.
I want to tell you, I was at a restaurant the other night, and somebody literally came up to me and said, hey, who did the song It's My Party? It's like,
How old do you think I am?
I know. Exactly. It's like, Brenda
Lee. Is that Leslie Gore?
Leslie Gore, yeah.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want.
Is that the same one who did I'm Sorry? I said, no, that's Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't, yeah.
I thought she was the rocking around the Christmas tree lady.
Yeah, she is.
All right, so to prove my point.
She could do more than one song.
Here we go. We're going to play around. I just need to know your sound to ding in or whatever. Carla, what would yours be?
There we go. There. Okay.
John, what about you?
Whoop!
Okay, good. This should be fun. This won't be annoying after like
buzz in.
Okay.
All right. Here's the first question.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I took was when I hit the ground.
Oh.
Carla, go ahead.
What is Born in the USA?
Wow. All right. Very good. Hold on. I got to get my ding and everything. All right. Here's the second one.
From Mr. Sinatra. And now the end is near, and so I face.
Carla.
What is I did it my way? Or my way, what is my way?
Okay, got to answer the formal question.
I just need to test. I don't think my buzzer's working.
All right, number three.
From the Beatles, of course. I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Oh, I...
Yeah. John.
What is Yellow Submarine?
No.
No.
That was confident, though.
You were very
confident.
I can't
remember the name of the song now. The name of the song is escaping me.
A Day in the Life.
Thank you.
A Day in the Life.
Remember
the category.
Sorry. So condescending.
Okay. All right.
All right. Here's another one for you.
Move along,
Tom Petty classic. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America.
What is Free Falling?
Free Falling, yes. Very good. All right. John, you have no points.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here we go. All right, the final one. If you get this,
well,
John, you
know the hardest one. If I didn't know the easy ones.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Oh.
Nobody buzzing in.
What is you've lost that loving feeling?
Oh, yes, very good.
Let's move on for John to potent potables.
Exactly. Alex, I'll take Real Housewives of for 2000.
I'm out because that's all just.
Family four pack down to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun would that be?
Yes.
Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, which is not too bad. A two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel. Plus, we'll upgrade your tickets to a family four pack, a three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Now,
yeah, it's kind of nice.
We're going to do a Friday round of Speak Out.
Yes, we are.
Okay, never know with you because I know sometimes.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Just don't do the exercise in front of me. Do that like in the ladies' room or something. I don't know how many people saw that video, but if you haven't. Is that on your page or the KKLZ Facebook page?
No, I think that was on my page, I do believe. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that was on my
page. Just kind of scared me a little bit. So that's coming up at 8:40, so make sure you're listening for your chance to win. The family four-pack down to Disneyland, all a part of the 96 days of summer. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a thunderstorm today. over the weekend, going to be nice. Sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Highs near about 108, 109, about 85 now. Another take. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a few minutes.
If you can afford it, I would bet money that you would want to buy this house.
All right, we'll find out what house that is. Plus some other stories after Supertramp, Logical Song, 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a couple quick hits for you, Mike. A Green Acres musical is in the works. No joke. Honey Boo Boo will be on Dancing with the Stars Juniors. They're going to do a juniors version.
Yeah.
And Shark Week starts Sunday night. That's always a big week, Shark Week.
So a Green Acres musical.
Yep.
And it's based on a TV show, I would assume. Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah. This is interesting. Super Bowl winning quarterback Nick Foles.
Yeah.
He beat out Tom Brady as the top-ranking player in the NFL as far as merchandise sales go.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. He's like, that blew me away when I read that. That's for sure. The Brady Bunch house, people.
Yeah.
The Brady Bunch house. Coolest house on earth when we were growing up. It's for sale.
Really?
Yeah. $1.8 million this is going for.
That was a real house?
It was a real house, yeah.
I mean, I know they shot the exterior of a house.
Yeah, it was used for the exterior of the house.
That's what they're talking about.
And that iconic driveway that they drive into, you know, when Jan was hitting was it Jan or Marsha? Marsha was hit with the football, I believe, right? Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, $1.8 million. It's in Studio City, California, 2,400 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. See,
A kitchen and a living room.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. They had a den. Remember, there was the den.
Oh, that's right. Mike worked in the den.
Yeah, he worked in the den. Yeah.
Okay. And an addict.
Yeah, and an addict. None of these people were real.
Sorry. I forget.
Yes, I know. Oh, my gosh. And a big happy birthday, and I should have let you know, Mike, Don Henley. He turns 71 years old this weekend. 71, I don't know why that one's, I don't know. I just didn't realize that with him.
You would think he's older.
I know, you would, because he's crankier. He's a cranky, and I say that only because I've met him. I know, you know, you have as well. He's
cranky.
And I think he's kind of a self-proclaimed cranky person as well. You know, still singing about life in the fast lane.
Sure. Oh, by the way, and sharing a birthday is my beautiful wife, Jody.
Well, yes, happy birthday, Jody.
I'm not going to tell you how old she is.
She is not 71. I know that. So, happy birthday, Jody, sister, wife. I love you. And I will see you very, very soon. Enjoy your day. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
8:26. I told you it's my wife's birthday today, Jody.
Oh, yes.
I got her on the phone.
I'm busy. How are you?
Oh, sorry. This won't take long. Happy birthday.
Yes.
And we wanted to make this special, and I know only you will appreciate this.
The difference between your alcohol.
Which is why we wanted to do it.
For those people that don't know, my wife is very smart, very intelligent, and has a great job and deals in contracts and all that kind of stuff.
Right?
A lot of numbers. And it was all put into perspective for her when she's listening to us in the morning at work, and she goes, and there's my husband playing a kazoo.
Jody, happy birthday, honey. We'll see you later.
Thanks, sweetie. I'll see you tonight.
She's probably in some big meeting.
I know. There we go. Hold on. We're gonna do the kazoo. All right, do the farty under the arm thing, Mike. Do the. Jeez, we're so immature.
She came home yesterday. She go, feel nice. My manager comes up to me, my new boss, and says, hey, did you hear your husband this morning talking about you and him standing in the bathroom naked?
Yeah, that's great then. Okay.
She goes, thanks, Mike.
Just give me that contract if you would. That's great. Jeez.
All right. Family four-pack down to Disneyland. Your chance to win. We're going to tell you how. Of course, it's Friday, so we're going to do another segment of Speak Up.
Yes,
Speak Out.
Speak Out.
All
right?
Do that in about 7 minutes. All right. We have these tickets, a family four-pack down to Disneyland. This will be the final day. You have a chance to win them. Your first chance right now. Two-day, one park per day tickets. Let's qualify for the grand prize. couple of nights at a Disneyland Resort Hotel, and then we'll upgrade your tickets to a family four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets.
Okay.
All right? It's a segment of Speak Up.
Speak Up.
Hope Jody's listening, too. I mean, both you and John are at least college graduates. Yeah. I have an excuse. I dropped out. All you have to do is decipher what Carla is saying, all right?
Okay.
Here you go.
All
right. You want it one more time? Here it is. Listen closely. John, you look perplexed.
I think I know part of it.
You do?
Yeah. I hear banana split in there, like get me a banana split or...
Okay. Okay.
You know.
I'm going to give a clue.
Very good.
John's
good.
Not even close.
Well,
but I did go to college.
Yes.
I'll actually say he is kind of close because think food.
Well, if you do it that way.
Yeah.
Well, then I think you're saying make me a cheeseburger.
Okay. All right. Well,
get it closer.
Authoritative.
You wish I was.
You know what? I'll play it one more time. Here you go. Listen closely.
Yeah. La, 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 la.
702-739-9636. Phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. And then we'll start with caller number 9.
Okay.
At 702-739-9636. Good luck. Playing a round of Speak Out, and all you have to do is decipher what Carla is saying. Here it is one more time. All right, we've been going through a lot of phone calls, but we have Patience on the phone. Patience, try and tell everybody what Carla's saying.
Grilled cheese
and
tomato soup.
No! Whoa! Right on!
You're a winner.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I realize not everybody knows that combo. Do you guys know that combo?
Of course.
Okay.
Ooh. It makes sense.
Well, yes, it does, because it's basically two things that you make a pizza with, really.
Right.
It's just
grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I know. No.
You know what? John's not playing anymore.
No.
You got the family four-pack down to Disneyland, plus qualify for the grand prize. We announce that winner Monday morning. Hang on the line. It's from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Plus, it's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by CSN. You know, it's not too late to enroll. Go to csnedu.com. Town in upstate New York just named Bigfoot as its official town animal.
Okay.
You know what? Why not? Apparently, there were some Bigfoot sightings back in 76. They already have a statue of Bigfoot and an annual festival in his honor.
It's our state bird.
In his honor.
Jeez. Bigfoot. Okay.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
We don't even know if he's real, but okay.
You know what? Do it. Right. Do what you have to do.
Go Sasquatch.
All right. There's a Santa Claus, Indiana. I don't know if you know this.
Okay.
And everybody goes there because they think Santa Claus lives there.
Right.
But we all know he lives in the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't live in the south of Indiana.
Yeah.
In a place called Santa Claus, Indiana. 53-year-old Florida guy was arrested last week after he broke into a Dollar General store, just stole some beer. He was wearing a t-shirt that said, "This guy needs a beer." So
it wasn't me. Just want to point out, by the way, if we go back, there's also an Intercourse, Pennsylvania. I've been there, and no. Hey, a naked man.
You notice I didn't take part in that.
What is Intercourse, Pennsylvania?
Gotta listen to the whole show,
you
people.
You sure do. So a naked man shocked drivers Wednesday.
Okay, go ahead.
When he rode his bike naked on Highway 101 down in San Jose.
Kind of weird on 101 he'd ride it on 101.
Oh, my God,
wow.
Yeah. People called 911 because he was drifting, Mike. He was drifting all over the freeway. Not because he was naked, because he was drifting.
It was about safety.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good.
Cops quickly responded. They were unable to locate him, though. They followed, and then, boom, he was gone.
Wow.
So he may still be naked on the 101. Who knows?
Slippery guy.
Yes. And a New York City man set a world record by slicing, hear me out on this, 27 watermelons in half on his belly in 1 minute.
Wow.
I think he could have pretty much set that record just slicing one.
Right.
On his belly. Has anyone ever done this before?
So he puts a watermelon on his belly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And somebody.
And he sliced him in half. Yeah.
Wow. Good for him.
He did it. He did it.
Oh,
so
he did it.
Yeah. I'm just thinking he could have broken this record by just slicing one. Jeez.
Join us Monday morning.
Yes. That's right.
In the parking lot right outside. Radio station.
I'll be doing 28. Ow, 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 ow. Can you go any slower? It is Friday. That's your other news.
As we do every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Grade teacher from Chicago, Kimberly Bermudez was her name. She was flying to Florida to see her parents last week. Guy sitting next to her asked what she did. Started talking about being a teacher and how much she loves it. But she works with a lot of underprivileged kids.
Mm-hmm.
But she says her parents are so great, but they just don't have the money. And,
right.
And I don't really either, but I have to buy a lot of our own supplies. You know, and sometimes I'll just kind of go hungry. I'll skip things that I need just to make sure my kids get what they need.
Wow.
And she was just talking to the guy next to her. Well, next thing she knows, the guy behind her said, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be eavesdropping. But he handed her a stack of five $100 bills and said, you know what, do something amazing for your kids with it. After that, another guy, when they landed, said, hey, I don't have much on me, but here's a 20. Somebody else said, here's 10 bucks. And now she's got all this money, and so she's going out to buy backpacks.
Wow.
And just other supplies that they need.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after that, she posted something on Facebook and said, God, you know, these people were so great. Well, now other people are getting in touch, saying, how can we help you and the other teachers at your school? So there are good people out there.
That is awesome.
I know it. So, you know.
Now I have my story down next time I fly.
I thought about that. I thought about that because you can always hear what that person in front of you or behind you is saying. You know.
Well, that's a great story.
It is a cool story.
Well, if you have a feel-good story you want us to hear about, please send it to us, email it to us through our website on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, which starts up in just a couple of minutes. Looking forward to coming back next week.
Yeah, you know what? We have got some great stuff to give away next week. We are keeping up with Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys and Flemings will be giving that away again. Mm-hmm. That is a hot ticket, man. That is such a hot ticket. And I'll tell you what, if somebody needs a date, guess what? I'm here.
You are.
I am here. I absolutely am. We have also got Styx tickets that we'll be giving away as well to see Styx.
And as you continue to win those family four packs down to Disneyland, we will announce the grand prize winner at about 7:10. Which means that resort stay and an upgrade in tickets.
Yes.
So make sure you're listening for that. Anything else you missed on the morning show, catch up. Keep up with the podcast of this show. Also, showbiz news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Click on Mike and Carla. It'll take you right there. Wendy Rush coming in next. In fact, she'll have your next chance to score a family four-pack to Disneyland. 11:40, she'll do that. Have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. We're back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.